Mayor Richard Donovan of the Onondaga County Village of Manoa was inducted as president of the conference in May for a one-year term. While in Plattsburgh, he met with city and town officials to discuss his philosophy and goals. He believes there is a need for teamwork at all municipal levels to get legislators in Albany to pay attention to their concerns.
One of the things I'm trying to do is get county, towns, village, city, to unite. And by the way, we're all called whiners down at the Capitol. If you didn't know that, if you haven't been there, we're the whiners. So we need to get their attention. We're all in serious trouble. Some of us are more physically sound than others. If you look at cities throughout the state, they're lining up to go bankrupt. And that's only going to be a stepping stone down to the smaller governments.
Donovan says there is no real discussion coming out of the Capitol to deal with a primary issue that communities want addressed, unfunded mandates.
He asked for our support to get the tax cap, and if he got that, we would get some relief on unfunded mandates. We did get Tier 6. Tier 6 is not going to help in the next 15, 20 years. We need something to happen now that helps the localities.
Mayor Donovan plans to put as priority issues before the NICOM committee the Medicaid program, which spends more than Texas and California combined, and the state pension fund.
You know what a price tag is on that pension fund. It's a double-digit increase every year. We just cannot sustain it at the levels that we're at.
Plattsburgh Mayor Pro Tem, Independent Jim Calnon, is the city budget officer. He is also a candidate for mayor.
The major frustration that we feel with Albany is that we're going to cap taxes and provide mandate relief. And it appears that that's not an and, but an or. We really need the second piece of this. For the city, one of the biggest impacts is the state retirement system. There is some change that's happened. Tier 6 is something that will reduce costs for local governments, but it will be 35 or 40 years before that's fully implemented. And so while we've had pretty dramatic and instantaneous tax capping, we see very gentle and very long-term mandate relief.
Several Clinton County legislators were at City Hall to meet the NICOM president, including Republican legislative leader Bob Butler.
There are universal problems. He brings the same concerns to Clinton County, to the city of Plattsburgh, to villages and towns here. We're all in this together and hopefully help each other out in any situation we can by just sharing ideas. It's important to get ideas and share within your council, within your legislative body, within your village board, et cetera. Get those ideas, share them, and do something about it.
NICOM President Richard Donovan is mayor of Manoa, a village with about 3,450 residents 12 miles from Syracuse. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.